To our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Today we are very fortunate to have with us His Grace Jayananda Gaurang Prabhu to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela from 6.124 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining this session and giving your very valuable time and association. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Nihananjana Shalagaya Chakshurum Meenlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhuthale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Tadati Swapadantikam Mandeyaham, Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun, Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam, Sagrajatam, Sahagana, Raghunathanvitam, Tamsajivam. Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakavitamscha. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Preshtaya Bhutali, Srimate Jaya Pataka, Swaminiti Namini. Namacharya Padaya, Nitai Kripa Pradayani, Gaura Katha Damatai, Nagragrama Tharani. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutali, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swamiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharni, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatyadi Shatarni. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhadar, Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This lecture is dedicated to His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu. Please join us to pray for His shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna and for Her Grace Preeti Vilasini Mataji and her family. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 6, verse 124 and 125. Bhakta chitte bhakta grahe sada avasthana kabu gupta kabu vyakta swatantra bhagavan. Translation: The Supreme Personality of Godhead always resides either in the heart or in the home of a devotee. This fact is sometimes hidden and sometimes manifest. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully independent. Verse 125. Sarvatra vyapaka prabhura sada sarvatra vasa. Ihate samshayayara seyaya nasha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all pervasive and therefore He resides everywhere. Anyone who doubts this will be annihilated. So we have just two learning objectives for the day. The first learning objective is to explain the immanent and transcendent aspects of Krishna. And the second learning objective of these two verses is how to turn our home into Vaikuntha. This will be a short lecture. We will do about 35 minutes to 40 minutes lecture and have about 10 minutes of questions. And so the first learning objective of the day is to explain the immanent and transcendent aspects of Krishna. So in this particular verse, it said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead always resides either in the heart or in the home of the devotee. And sometimes this fact is hidden and sometimes manifest. So the Brahma Samhita says, Andhantarastam Paramanu Chayantarastam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So that means Krishna is immanent and Krishna is transcendent simultaneously. So what exactly does this mean? So immanent, Andhantarastam. So that means as the Shirodakasai Vishnu, he's present in as a super soul. But as Garbhodakasai Vishnu, he's present in every universe. Okay, he's present in every universe At the bottom of the universe, there is an ocean called as the Garbhodaka ocean, and he's present in every universe. So the word Andan Tarastam means that in every universe, he's present. Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddheshi Arjunas Tishtati. So that means as Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, as the Vishnu who lies in the milk ocean, he's present in everyone's heart. So does that mean that if he's present in everyone's heart, so that's the only locus? When we say that Krishna is there everywhere, does it mean that the locus of his presence is only in the heart of a living entity, or is he really there everywhere? So, of course, according to this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddheshi Arjuna Tishtati, that means that he is definitely there in everyone's heart, but Paramanu Chayantharastam. So Brahma Samhita also says Paramanu. Paramanu means in the atom. So this is the reason why the electrons move and why there are things moving in the atom. That's because Krishna is present as the soup, as present everywhere. Paramanu Chayantharastam. So he's imminent. He's present in an atom. He's there in the heart. He's there everywhere. He's spread. And at the same time, he's also there in every universe. So in this way, he is imminent. He's imminent in every universe. He's imminent in the heart of the living entity. And he's imminent in every atom that we see. So these verses here explain us how is Krishna immanent. That is, one is Andhantarastam. So he's present in every universe as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Number two, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddheshe. So that means he's present in the heart of every living entity. And that is the Vishnu who lies in the milk ocean. And that is again in his feature of being immanent. And then Paramanu Chayantarastam. So he's also present in every atom. And that means that he's again imminent. Okay, he is at the same time, Krishna is also transcendent. So how is he transcendent? Tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madbhaktaha. So similarly, there is Krishna is transcendent in his own abode called as the Goloka Vrindavana. So in that Goloka Vrindavan, he is transcendent and in his Bhagavan feature. So, Badanti tat, tatvidam, tatvam yajnanam, advayam, brahmeti, paramatmiti, bhagavaniti, shabdayate. So, we are talking about here as the paramatma feature, which is the immanent feature, which is paramanu, chayantarastam, and hrideshu, arjuna. So, in this way, he is present everywhere, immanent in the paramatma feature, as a super soul in the heart of living entities. And at the same time, he's also present in the Bhagavan feature as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and with his locus in the Goloka Vrindavana, which is like the capital of the Vaikuntha planetary systems and the spiritual world. So at this time, a question could come to us, which is what is evident in this particular verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So where exactly is Goloka Vrindavan? Is it at some particular locus in the space of the spiritual sky? So, and where exactly is the locus of the spiritual sky? And where exactly is the material sky? So Prabhupada answers this in a lecture in Bombay in 1973. And there he actually cites a verse from Brahma Samhita where he says, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhutaha. So this is 5.37. So where it says that Krishna's abode in his form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is Goloka Vrindavana, is spread everywhere. So what does this mean? That what does exactly mean by that Goloka Vrindavan is spread everywhere? So when it means, that is what is referred to in this particular, in this verse that Prabhupada cites in that lecture where he says, Tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madbhaktaha, which is what is referred to in this Chaitanya Charitamrita verse as well, that the bhaktas, the devotees, they are so powerful that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, they make the supreme all-powerful Lord descend in that place. So that means that God can be present anywhere simultaneously and he's omnipresent. Thus, there is no difference between God and his place. So that is the definition of the word absolute. So Krishna, by being absolute, so there is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the abode. And Krishna is present everywhere in his immanent feature, and he's also present transcendentally in the Vaikuntha planetary system, and specifically the personality of Godhead is in the Goloka Vrindavan. So that means it is because so we can change. So that means what is it that we understand from here? Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, he says that we can change our home into Vaikuntha. So it's not, he says it's not very difficult, because as Krishna is all pervading, Vaikuntha is also all pervading. That means that we simply have to realize it by an authorized process. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so Prabhupada cites Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he says that we can turn our home into Vaikuntha, and that it's not a very difficult job, but we have to adopt a method. We have to adopt a method. There is a process to convert our home into the Vaikuntha planetary system. And when we convert our home into the Vaikuntha planetary system, at that time, the Goloka Vrindavan will be visible to our spiritual eyes. Through the material eyes, it is not the Vaikuntha planetary systems are beyond the scope of the material eyes, but they are visible to the spiritual eyes. To the spiritual form of the individual living entity, the jiva soul, and they're able to see the variegatedness, the vast variegatedness and the auspicious beauty of the Vaikuntha planetary system. So what is the authorized process that Prabhupada says that we need to adopt here, which is called, the first thing is called anachar, means the sinful activities. That means that one cannot associate with God if one is sinful. So sin will keep us away from the Vaikuntha planetary system. Anukulya Krishna Anushilanam Pratikulya Nivarchanam. So Lochanadas Thakur, so he's the author of the other biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called as the Chaitanya Mangala. So it's a very wonderful set of pastimes of Mahaprabhu from a very different light. Has been depicted in the Chaitanya Mangala compared to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So where Lochanadas Thakur, he says that one has to give up this practice of sense enjoyment. So then he becomes purified. So there are conditions how one is able to do that. And in fact, it might be very hard to give up this practice of sense enjoyment. The more and more one chants the names of Krishna, it would be easier to give up this practice of sense enjoyment. So if one wants to be an eternal, one wants to be blissful, one wants an eternally blissful and full of knowledge, and one wants to experience that state, then one has to give up the practice of sense enjoyment, understanding that this world is full of suffering and it's temporary. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyajima Namaskuru. So four things. So always think of Krishna. Manmana. So become the devotee of Krishna. Mad Bhaktaha. And worship, simply worship Krishna. So, and how exactly it's possible? So this is actually cited in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the first few chapters, like in the first third chapter or something like that, where Parikshit Maharaj is being given instructions by Sukadeva Goswami, where he says, simply we need to focus and concentrate on the personality of Godhead, Krishna. So everything else doesn't matter. So all we need to do is focus on Krishna, and Krishna will handle everything else. So that concentration. So when we chant the holy names of the Lord, there has to be only one thing, which is focus on the auspicious qualities of the personality of Godhead Krishna. And as we focus on the all auspicious qualities of the personality of Godhead Krishna, then the chanting is considered that is the kind of chanting which is going to help us progress. Instead of the Prabhupada says that all we need to do is chant and hear the names of Krishna. Chant and hear the names of Krishna. But this will eventually help us to focus also on the, we will be able to see the absolute nature of Krishna, the abode and everything. But it comes as a side effect. So all we need to do is completely focus on the personality of Godhead Krishna. So patram, pushpam, phalam, thoyam. So little flower, fruit, water, Anyone can collect this and so and offer it to Krishna. So there are four kinds of sinful activities. One is, and all these four kinds of sinful activities, if they are given up, then our life becomes pure. So it is, as much as it is simple to say, and all these things might be hard to practice, but the more we are able to focus on the personality of Godhead Krishna, the easier it would be for us to be able to get away from these sinful activities. And so the first aspect here to get away from sinful activities, and number two, that will be possible. It might not be very easy to do it by itself, to get detached from these various material activities, but to actually channel those material, all those matter into the spiritual activities and have faith in Krishna. So it is it's a very systematic process which has been enunciated by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and the principles that have been enunciated are really wonderful. And so Prabhupada says this, that in the ultimate issue, there is no material world. So what exactly does that mean? So it means that we are suffering the three kinds of disturbances. So in the material world, there is no point for looking for happiness. So going ahead and searching for some kind of happiness, of making our life better and better in the material world, there is not much of use. So our suffering here could be adhyatmika, so self-created suffering. We could have adi bhautik, so suffering coming from other living entities, or we can have adi devik, suffering coming from various natural calamities directly inflicted by the different demigods across who are controlling the universe. So these are disturbances caused by the body, mind, and by other living entities, and disturbances caused by the demigods. So there is no part, there is no point looking for happiness into all these things. Okay. And then we might want to realize that all that exists is the spiritual world. And what we actually get here is an impression of the factuality. But the advantage of having this human body is still that we can still realize the reality, which is the Lord himself. Therefore, so even this material nature, maya dakshena prakrito, okay, so it is such an acharam. So this material energy is working under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So conceptions, so we might have different conceptions of what is good and what is bad in the material world. So we might think, okay, having this kind of a particular life is all really great for us, and this is what we want, and this is what is good for us. But all these are imaginations and mental speculations, because the first thing is we have no idea of what is good for us or what is bad for us, and in terms of the material things. But we do know when, if we are able to see what is it that Krishna wants us to do through an authorized process, okay, then that would be a way for us. So anything we can decide, we can see, okay, is this something that is favorable for devotional service to Krishna, or is it unfavorable for devotional service to Krishna? So when one forgets that he or she is an eternal servant of Krishna, then they want to enjoy the material world through their different plans. Everybody makes elaborate plans for this enjoyment. At that time, it is very hard to distinguish between the different plans, material plans, what is good and what is bad for the living entity. Therefore, because all of them are actually false, because the Vaishnava sees everything in relation with Krishna, even so in the spiritual world, okay, so in the spiritual world, that is, so the Vaishnava sees everything from the light of the spiritual world. By such advanced knowledge, we can spiritualize everything. So in other words, everything in this material world is already spiritual. So when we see a tree, so it does not mean that the tree was, right now the tree is matter, and then we just suddenly start seeing the tree in relationship with Krishna, and then suddenly the tree becomes just spirit. So everything is already spirit, but it is just that we do not have the eyes to see the spiritual world. The spiritual world is there in front of us. Krishna is there in front of us. The Vaishnavas, the devotees, they're all there in front of us. But We do not have the vision to be able to see that. And for us to be able to see the spiritual world, which can be seen in this lifetime, it is not like we have to give up the body in order to be able to see the spiritual world, then we have to prepare ourselves. And number one is to give up the sinful activities. Number two, to adopt practices that are favorable for Krishna. Anukulya Krishna Anushilam Pratikulya Nivarjam. So give up activities which are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness, take up activities that are favorable to Krishna consciousness. And number three, we have to put put effort in all these things. As much as we are putting effort in so many of these material plans, which are all useless in the ultimate sense, because they are neither good nor bad. Any of our material plans, they are neither good nor bad from a material perspective, because ultimately they are of no use whatsoever. And but then by this gaining this advanced knowledge, and we can spiritualize things and everything, and then we will come to a proper understanding that everything in this material world is already spiritual and part of the infinite Vaikuntha planetary system. So and when we are able to see that, okay, right now we are not able to see that, okay, because we are seeing things all as material. So that means that this is the perfection of knowledge. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvatah. So tattvatah, the person who can understand this tattva is the knowledge. So who's that who's able to see that? The devotee of Krishna is able to see the truth as it is. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvatah. He is able to see that. That devotee of Krishna is able to see the truth. So in this way, so actually there is a very nice purport in the Bhagavatam. So one, it's very connected to these two verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 22, I think, verse 43. And that is something to do with return at the end of the life, returning back to the Vaikuntha planetary system. And there, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Prabhupada cites Bhaktivinod Thakur in the purport, 4.22.43, and where he says that how a husband and a wife can turn a home into a place which is as good as Vaikuntha. And that's what has been referred to here by, in this particular verse by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, even in this material world. So that means that being, and what exactly he says? He says that being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, if one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, even in this world, the husband and wife can live in Vaikuntha simply by installing the deity of the Lord. So we got, so that is, that is a fundamental aspect in thing that deity worship. So one has to install a deity of the Lord within the home and serve those deities according to the directions of the Shastras. So we need to serve them, make a pact with the deities. Are you offering the food, hot food once a day, twice a day, whatever you're doing. And so, and in this way, and all this is the test of our advancement in devotional service. So everything that we do in our life is a test. It depends on whether we pass the test or fail the test. So a death of this body might be the ultimate test in this particular with this body. But a realized soul, what exactly the realized soul would do is really forget this aspect that we are this particular person, and instead just we have acquired so many bodies over so many lifetimes. So stay away from the identity of this particular body and then view ourselves as just as an eternal soul. And whatever happiness and distress comes to the soul, we need to do our best to just view it from distance, because the more we get attached to the happiness and the distress associated with this particular body, the harder it will be for us to be inspired by and focus on the all auspicious qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, so one in such a condition that one would be able to experience living in the Vaikuntha planetary system. So that means that when we see our spiritual master who is self-realized, Atmarama Munayo. Atmarama is a realized, self-realized soul who is self-satisfied. Such Nirgirantapi Urukrama. Urukrama means such a wonderful Hari. Urukrama Hari. So he saw the Hari Krishna is so beautiful that he just melts everything, that even that self-realized soul who is in the so-called Brahman platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. So he's already very self-satisfied. He's very happy. He has no worries. So those two are the main definition of how can somebody self-realized or not. Two qualities we can check. And one quality is that they don't have any miseries. And second thing is they don't have any anxiety. Na sochati, na kaunshati. So when they are able to see, and na kaunshati, when they don't have anxiety, that means that then they are eligible to start performing the services so that they're able to experience the living in the Vaikuntha planetary system. So in the ultimate issue, there is really no material world. But so that is the reason why I'm talking about that is because in this particular verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is actually saying here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead always resides in the heart or in the home of the devotee. So what does it mean by home of the devotee? Wherever there is Krishna, that planet is Vaikuntha. That region is Vaikuntha, right? So there is, and so, and why does it, and sometimes he's hidden and sometimes he is manifest. And why is he manifest and why is he hidden? And even for such devotees, sometimes he's manifest in front of their spiritual eyes, and in front of the material eyes, he is never visible, because material eyes cannot see Krishna. Krishna is all spirit. The name Krishna is spirit. The abode of Krishna is spirit. His form is spirit. His everything is spirit. So when we see through our spiritual eyes, we are able to see Krishna, then we are able to see, and he manifests according to his own sweet will. That means he's Swatantra. He's the transcendent autocrat, that he is free to do anything he wants. So the more we try and accept Krishna's mercy for whatever it is, however unpleasant or pleasant it is from our material eyes, and we see Krishna from that perspective as the sweet personality of a Godhead, as the person who showers these benedictions, and which is always auspicious, whether the materialized is able to realize it or not, it is always auspicious from the spiritual perspective, then we are able to see the spiritual world. So that is why here it says the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in this translation of verse 124 of this lecture, it says that he's there in the heart. That means he's there in the heart as the super soul. Okay, so immanent, and even the transcendent nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is there in the Vaikuntha planetary system, can also be manifest, and that we can also see that Vaikuntha planetary system right in front of us, except that we have to prepare for it, do the work that is necessary through the authorized process. But how much ever we do the work, it's ultimately the mercy of Krishna. Krishna ultimately has to be merciful enough to show his transcendent aspects and let us into his pastime. So, and the next verse, which also says here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all pervasive. He is Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudhurlabha. That he is Vasudeva itself means that Krishna in his imminent nature is all pervasive. He is present everywhere and he resides everywhere. And so anyone who doubts this, they have no future in this. Material future is really not there, whether in this lifetime or in the future lifetime, it is never there. So that means that is the meaning of the word, they are annihilated in this particular verse, because there is no future. There is, one may think that, okay, one is trying to build a nice house, one is trying to do nice things, nice, have a nice job and everything, but all that is actually useless, because there is no future present in all these kind of things. So the more one is able to focus on the personality of Godhead. So the take home message here is, number one, somehow or the other, we need to focus and concentrate on the all auspicious Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whether we are chanting, whether we are doing our daily activities, in everywhere, we need to shift our focus to the Personality of Godhead. So the more and more we are able to focus on Krishna, the easier it will be, the easier it will be for us to turn our home into the Vaikuntha planetary systems. We'll be able to see the Vaikuntha. So the second take-home message here is that the Vaikuntha planets, it's not like it's, even though Krishna is transcendent in the Vaikuntha planetary system, but we as the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are focused on the Bhagavan feature of the Lord. We are not yogis who are following bhakti yoga, but still we are not the classic yogis who are focused on the Paramatma feature of the Lord. And it's still a very difficult process. The particular process is a very difficult process. But then as a devotee of the Lord, we are focused on the sweet nature and the auspicious qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, focusing on the Bhagavan feature of the Godhead, we need to focus so that we are able to get the proper chakshu, the eyes, we need to get this material eyes out and then put the spiritual eyes in and be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his abode and pastimes and activities and so on. So 30 minutes are up, and I think I have pretty much covered most of the aspects of these two verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I will stop right now, and then we can do some questions, have some time for some questions. Maybe for the next 10 or so minutes, we will do questions and then we will end this class. So I'll open this. So I offer my humble obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnava devotees here. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for nice, sweet and short class. I came to know that you are a little busy today. But thank you for your association, and thank you for bringing up this point that how Krishna is situated in everybody's heart. At the same time, he's present in his eternal abode, and also he's present, you know, in each and every atom. So, thank you, Prabhu. I don't have any questions as such, but really appreciate your presence, your, you know, time that you have given us. And thank you once again for dedicating this class, all the spiritual merits of this class, to His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu. So that's also so nice of you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. And thank you for paraphrasing the lecture as well. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a beautiful class, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate it, Mataji. Any other points of discussion for the day, or if anyone wants to share their any realizations and things that we can apply?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this very lecturing class, Prabhuji. And thanks for giving your very valuable time in association with this morning, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, devotees. So I request, if there are any questions, we can go ahead. Or else, with Prabhuji's permission and with all the devotees, assembled devotees' permission, we can end the call today.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Just only one comment. This is a good time that, you know, 1 hour, 10 to 11. It's a very good time, and we can finish within that time. All question answer and everything. Yesterday was like 2 hour class. It is too long. Sometimes we cannot focus long classes. I request that whoever speakers are there, they can speak 50 minutes and 10, 15 minutes for question answer or something. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Mataji, I just, you know, want to announce something before we end up this class, that today is the funeral of His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, and it will be live on Zoom, the same Zoom link of Bhakti Sangha. So those who can spare a few moments and be there on the call, that will be great. It's between 3 to 4, but again, I don't know how the things will be in Chicago and how, you know, they'll do all the kinds of preparations. So better if you can log in around 2:30 and just see how the things go on, and then you'll get an idea. And just try to join, see the last darshan if possible. You know, they are trying their best to do it online. So just want to make this announcement that please see if possible, and some of you can join. You want to share to someone, please free to share the Zoom link also to other congregation if they would like to join. It will not be recorded, but yes, you know, it will be shown live for all the people back in India, for the relatives, for the friends. So if you can join, that would be great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And yes, Supriya, Shyama Supriya Mataji, now you can please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. What did you just announce for the viewing?
Yeah, regarding the funeral of Preeti Mataji's husband, His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, it will be shown live on Zoom link, on our Bhakti Sangha link only, between 3 to 4 EST timings. Your timings is 3 to 4, Mataji. So see if you can join and, you know, be there.
Okay, thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Mataji, you can take over now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. So it is CST timing, right?
3 to 4 is EST time.
EST. Mataji, okay. CST.
Oh, CST.
CST time.
CST, yes. CST 3 to EST. 4.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Kamodaki Mataji. For you, it will be, yeah, for you, it will be 4 to 5.
4 to 5?
Yeah, for you, it will be 4 to 5 because they are saying it's 3 to 4 EST, so 4 to 5 EST will be. So just see, Mataji, if you can join around 3:30. So I don't want to miss you, you know, miss all that session and all, but I don't know exactly how the funeral thing will go on.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Indu Mataji and Vinita Mataji. Thank you.
So we can message in the group also, so Komodiki Mataji can have a idea so that does not.
Sure. Definitely. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I will post the poster also. Mataji, yesterday night also I posted. Again, I will post it. So we can have the timings, details in there. It is there. Link and everything is there.
Sure.
I read that it was 9 to 10. So I collected and I just waited. Nothing happened. But some noise was there, but there's nothing happened. So that's why I didn't know what was here. It's okay.
We'll let you personally know, Komodiki Mataji. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you.